Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay. Keep your eye on this Hayden Panettiere case here in Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
This is about to get really interesting. Yesterday, the on-again, off-again boyfriend, Brian Hickerson, retained attorneys.
Yeah, I'm lawyered up.
Yep, lawyered up. And those attorneys have come out to remind the community and the world that there have been no findings of foul play, none whatsoever, by the police, by the coroner.
That's true, yeah.
So far.
Mm-hmm.
And that he is, you know, not a suspect or anything like that at this time. Of course, we've already learned from the coroner there's no external signs of violence to her body.
Right.
The question now is kind of what went on with the drugs.
Well,
the
DEA now is assisting in that investigation, along with the Greenville County Sheriff's Office and the Greenville County Coroner's Office.
This has the potential, this case, Lee, I think, to be one of these massive defining cases in Greenville County for our law enforcement, like at not just the national, but the international level. This has the potential to get absolutely huge. Having watched the police work for years as a crime reporter, and then getting the background here, Lee, on Brian Hickerson. Let me tell you what's going on inside right now. Our police, and this is why they had to call the DEA in. When you have a guy like Hickerson, who has been convicted of domestic violence in California for hitting Hayden Panettiere with a closed fist. I don't know if a lot of people realize that. And he's also got a history of trying to make those charges go away because, you know, in domestic violence cases, the victim is the witness, right? So they can sometimes go a little sideways. He has a history of sending threats to her, not of physical violence, but of, hey, you know, I need these charges to go away. I need, you know, this, you know, situation to go away with the prosecution, with me having a record, that kind of thing. And wow, you know, if it doesn't, I'm going to release secrets that I have that basically would embarrass you, things that would be known to him. I don't know what they are. You've got that guy. That's the guy found at the scene of her death. So if you're police, okay, just basic police work, what you've got to do at this point with Brian Hickerson and his brother is you've got to clear him. You've got to go through and make sure, wow, okay, this is a guy with a history of convicted domestic abuse against her. You got to make sure there was nothing funny going on here in order to close the case. Now, every crime podcaster looking for hits, clicks, and likes on the planet, Lee, is going to be watching everything that the Greenville PD does here and floating a lot of conspiracy theories and creating a lot of confusion. I mean, this is what goes on in these cases. And everything will be scrutinized, you know, 15 times. Did he miss anything? And here's a new angle. So this is a level of attention I think they're not used to functioning under. But when you look at this guy, Lee, Brian Hickerson, Hayden Panettiere's mom said, listen, you know, we had reservations about her dating him for a long time. It's kind of an understatement. He was arrested on domestic violent charges in Los Angeles 2019. Where prosecutors claimed he willfully inflicted corporal injury resulting in a traumatic condition on Panettiere. Then again, February 14th, 2020, Valentine's Day, this time they're in Jackson, Wyoming. He's arrested and charged with domestic battery and interfering with a police officer. And court documents report that he punched Panettiere, quote, with a closed fist on the right side of her face, unquote. And her face appeared red and swollen with additional marks, possibly from his watch. He pleaded not guilty in that one, and he later faced sentencing related domestic battery in that jurisdiction. Separately, in another Los Angeles incident, July 2020, Los Angeles prosecutors charged him with multiple felonies based on incidents spanning May 2019 to January 2020. Those include 4 counts of corporal injury on a spouse cohabitant, 2 counts of assault with a deadly weapon, references to, you know, garage floor, stairs, that kind of thing. 1 count of intimidating or dissuading a witness, that's Panettiere, and because he would just continue sending her these messages that, you know, were very threatening. Again, not physically threatening, but threatening to, you know, disclose things that would hurt her career, and a misdemeanor battery charge. So you got that guy is at the scene. And the police report, which is still heavily redacted, Lee, says that he didn't have any emotion as they're trying to save her life. He did apparently afterward. That was a key finding of the police and significant enough for them to note it. Inside the Greenville, they're not going to say anything right now, and they can't. But inside the Greenville PD, they are going to dig deep on this one. You can tell they are because of, you know, the mix of drugs involved. It, you know, very similar to the Matt Perry cocktail that killed him. And you remember that resulted in criminal charges. Now, I want to be really clear. I'm not saying anybody did anything, including Brian Hickerson. Nobody knows. But when you've got a background like that, Lee,
yeah.
this is a tough case for the police. And again, their job right now, I'm not saying anyone did anything, but their job right now, they got to clear him. And that starts to be very difficult. And that's why they're calling in the DEA to make sure they understand the chemical components of this. No. And it could just be it could just be Lee. She was on a collision course with the overdosing was going to happen anyway. These two happened to be there. It gets weirder because she was there were two people there, Brian Hickerson, right? But also his brother, who she had also been romantically involved in a kind of at times, although not recently, love triangle. So, man, this thing, this is the kind of thing media salivates over, hits, clicks, likes, every crime podcaster out there. This thing could get really, really big. It's going to be interesting to watch.
It's interesting, too, because this sort of falls in line with some of the prosecutions we're seeing now about people who provide people with drugs. And if they succumb to that, then they're charged with the death.
Yes.
And, you know, that is a change in law that many states, including South Carolina, have done. And so now it is broadening the scope of people involved and the circle of friends there, so to speak, of people who are involved, if this was the case, in any illegal drug activity.
Absolutely. So they're obviously trying to separate all this out. One thing I think we can say pretty clearly, this is not over.
Yeah.
This is going to go on for a while.
Everyone needs to be careful. But yeah, just not jump to conclusions, but certainly don't close your eyes to any of the things going on around it, because it could be a little bit more interesting than it first appears. And it's just a sad situation all the way around.
Terribly sad.
Yeah, I just,
situation.
I mean, I had no particular, you know, interest in her as an actress or anything. It's just, you know, when you have some young woman that's, you know, obviously talented and obviously troubled, and this is how it all ends, and there's a child involved, and, you know, it's just sad situation.
Absolutely. And Greenville is ground zero, obviously, yeah. Here. It's going to be interesting to see. This is the kind of big Hollywood murder mystery that, you know, they're equipped and used to dealing with in Los Angeles from, like, a PR standpoint.
Yeah.
This is going to be new for the Greenville PD. So
I just hope everything is handled better than it was in Carlton County. I'll just say that.
Yeah. We don't have a really good history in our state of handling these kinds of cases. Part of it's still, you know, South Carolina. I mean, South Carolina is not L.A. when it comes to this kind of thing. So, and that's a good thing. That's why we live here.
Yeah.
So, all right. Coming up on the show, we started. All the pieces are coming together, Lee, on this COVID thing, and the level here of the knowledge of complicity and quite frankly, flat out evil by Anthony Fauci is absolutely shocking.
When we found out and many others
as we're finding out. I mean, this is a guy who the first month of COVID wrote that it came from the wet market in his own diary. He knew it because he put it there. He funded it. Now we're finding out that his associate that worked for him that just pleaded guilty.
Mm-hmm.
FOIA crimes. What was he burying? What was he conspiring? Because that's what he pleaded guilty to, the conspiracy to violate FOIA, get rid of records. It was specifically on the Wuhan lab grant to hide the transfer of that technology to China, the details of the technology transfer to China. Again, the technology was gain of function, taking a perfectly harmless virus, Lee, that had no intent on its own of ever leaving that bat cave, going and getting it, you know, hundreds of miles away, hauling it out when it still wasn't dangerous enough to kill. They gain of functioned it, taught it to kill, taught it to spread to humans, and made it more deadly and more viral. Well, the details of that we don't have, and it turns out part of that's because of the conspiracy around Anthony Fauci to hide those details, for which one person, Lee, will be sentenced and now has pled guilty. So this thing is, you know what is interesting to me? either Biden or somebody in the Biden administration who gave him that unprecedented since the founding full pardon for more than a decade, supposed to be for one crime. What was the conversation among them like? That's what I want to FOIA. They knew, seemed to know he'd need it, Lee, weirdly, right? Like that he had committed all these crimes and people around him had committed these crimes. How did they know that?
I'm sure there's a long list of DOJ, FBI, and attorneys and White House counselors that are fully aware of what went on. And they're all kind of sweating right now.
Yeah, my question is, okay, to know he needed the pardon and to know the dates from which he needed the pardon, you would have to know about the crimes, right? Do we have accessories here? That's all I'm saying. This thing's getting very interesting and much more coming up on the show.